The grocery outlet store proposal for the Astoria Mill Pond neighborhood hit a big roadblock at last night's city council meeting. After almost 2 hours of discussion, the council voted tentatively to deny the project by upholding a previous denial issued by the Astoria Design Review Commission. There were numerous areas the council was asked to weigh in on, all of them related to design and orientation of the building and parking lot areas. The council was only permitted to address matters related to site design and was not allowed to consider traffic and safety issues for this decision. Public comment, which had been open at the previous meeting, was closed for this meeting. In their discussion, councilors said the building was not a good fit for the site and that the design created hazards for pedestrians and that it would not comply with standards for a building in a gateway area of the city. Councilor Jessamine West referenced city code for that area of the city in deciding how to vote.
One of my main concerns was also was on page 31 of the appeal that the buildings should have a pedestrian-oriented street front with no vehicle use between building and street. And so for me, I also didn't see the site plan as really even close to sufficiently addressing that, because no matter what, your pedestrians are still having to walk through a parking lot to get to the store itself. And I tried to look at that from every different angle when in reference to the code. And in talking about the historic character, it's my understanding that from the appeal on page 39, if the project is large or a major focus, it should be compatible with the area and complementary to the city.
City planner Rosemary Johnson affirmed that the proposed grocery outlet building at 16,000 square feet was larger than other structures in the immediate vicinity, including the new Astoria Co-op at 11,500 square feet. Mayor Bruce Jones said he had trouble asking the project to conform to the historic character of buildings in the city, since the new Astoria Co-op building a block away was a modern structure. Councillor Joan Herman said the grocery outlet decision was the most difficult she had encountered in her 13 months as a member of the council. She said the co-op's tasteful use of wood in their building design made it more in keeping with the city's historic character.
I guess my issue was not that the building is contemporary, but that the design is just awe. I know that's not technical, but it is in a prominent spot. And it will be highly visible for anyone coming from the west. So I just feel that highly visible spot deserves a better design.
Councillor Roger Rocca said he had no objection to a modern building, but said in some ways the project seemed like a very valiant attempt to hammer a square peg into a triangular hole, referring to the odd shape of the property at the intersection of Marine Drive and Commercial Streets.
Another example in the packet is, of a similar design was the Staples in Warrenton. And I think what we're talking about for a small city setting is not the kind of store you would put in a mall.
At the end of the meeting, the council passed a tentative motion to request city staff to prepare findings that would uphold the denial rendered previously by the Design Review Committee. The move will effectively end the city's consideration of the project. The vote, when finalized, will effectively end the city's consideration of the project. The City Council will cast final votes on that motion at their next meeting on February 18th. That meeting falls on a Tuesday instead of the usual Monday because of the President's Day holiday. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.